This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Facero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will return next week with another exciting show. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., so set your dial. We're always bringing you a great show with lots of information relating to health and wellness, and today is absolutely no exception. I'm going to have on with me today a special guest, a PhD in cell biologist who's going to be talking with me, and the focus of our conversation today is going to be on holiday stress. And we're going to be talking about some lifestyle things that are really important to consider when it comes to dealing with holiday stress. And we're also, of course, going to be talking about nutritional issues and specific vitamins and supplements. Now, the whole sort of goal behind our show today is to help people understand healthy behaviors they can engage in and things that they can do to deal with the stress that comes around this time of year. And I would say the biggest ramification of stress that comes around this time of year is oftentimes people get sick. I know that family members of mine, this sort of time of year is the Achilles heel. It's the time when people will manifest with some of their worst illnesses of the year. For some people, it is the fall. For some people, it's the spring. But for a lot of people, it's right in through the season. The weather starts to get really cold, as we've been experiencing. With everything going on with the holidays, people get worn down and worn out, and they're more susceptible to getting sick. Lots of travel, time on airplanes. So after today, I'm hoping that you're going to have some really good strategies to engage in if you're one of those people that feels like you're more susceptible to getting sick during this time of year. A lot of people start to worry about it. They have vacations planned, ski trips, trips to places where it's warm, trips to visit family, and nothing can ruin a anticipated vacation more than getting sick before or while you're there. So if you listen to today's show and you implement the things that we're going to talk about, it should dramatically reduce your chances of possibly getting sick during this time. And if you're not really susceptible to getting sick, but you know it's a time of year where you really feel stressed, we're going to be giving you some really good tidbits and some really good information about things that you can do to help modulate that stress so you can actually get through this time of year sort of more enjoyably. Before we launch into that, I wanted to give a quick mention. I think this was covered a little bit on last week's show, but I wanted to touch on it again as well. It's a new program that's being run by the Village Green, and it's a program that is it's recycling pharmaceuticals. So they have this great new program where if you bring in any of your old, expired, or unused pharmaceuticals to the Village Green Pharmacy, they will go ahead and recycle them for you. So there's a huge problem with people dumping their medications and disposing of them improperly. And this is a really nice way. They send it to a facility where they incinerate it, which is the proper way to dispose of pharmaceuticals. They save the ash and they mix it with concrete to basically make it completely inert and locked up so that it can't leach into the environment. We know that pharmaceuticals in our environment is a huge deal. It was, I think, in 2008 where there was the big study that came out where, we really realized that 41, a vast array of pharmaceuticals, including antibiotics, anticonvulsants, mood stabilizers, and sex hormones have been found in the drinking water supplies of at least 41 million Americans. That was an AP press investigation. And we know that here in the D.C. area, it was pretty bad. There were definitely everywhere from New Jersey to California was contaminated, but the D.C. water supply showed high levels of at least six different types of pharmaceuticals, including antibiotics, hormones, everything that was just listed, and mood stabilizers. So, you know, some of it has to do with people dumping their medication down the toilet or putting it in the wrong area, throwing it away in a trash can. It ends up in a landfill. It gets degraded. It seeps through the groundwater. It ends up in our drinking water. Our water supply is treated for safety in regards to bacteria and contaminants, but it's not taken into consideration purifying it from these pharmaceuticals. The other issue, of course, is, you know, people take them and ingest them, and then they urinate them out. And in a lot of areas, although it doesn't sound very appetizing, where there's not a lot of clean water coming in from a clean source, you know, they basically recycle a lot of the old water that gets flushed down the toilet after they purify it in a water treatment plant. So it is a really great program. And that also brings up another really good point of why you should listen to one of our previously archived shows that you can find on www.myvillagegreen.com about water purification and why it is so important to have a good water purifier at your home. Any water purifier is a good one, but there's a huge vast array of which ones are better than others. So drinking good, clean water is really important because the stuff in your water supply is very likely contaminated with something that you don't want in your body. So bring your used pharmaceuticals into the Village Green. I think also they're running their big sale now through the end of December. So if you need to stock up on any pathway items or any other supplements, now is a great time. So without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest and get on today's topic. Ann Allworth, PhD, is a cell biologist who spent over 15 years doing cell biology research and teaching as a medical school professor. She left the medical establishment in 2004, and since joining the natural food industry, she had become disenchanted with the medical establishment's focus solely on pharmaceutical remedies, as well as their lack of acknowledgement for complementary medicine and natural remedies as disease treatment options or to maintain optimal health. She is studying part-time for a master's degree in holistic nutrition while working as an educator and consultant in the health food industry. So, Ann, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about strategies for dealing with holiday stress. This is a huge topic, and we're going to cover a lot of really interesting things today. I mean, is there any sort of thing that you want to start off the show with?
Well, you know, I think people know that stress is not good for them, but I'm not sure that everybody understands the ramifications in terms of our health of what stress reactions do, and particularly at this time of year, people are under a lot of constant stress, which is, you know, the kind of stress that results in, you know, emotional and physical kinds of ramifications to our bodies. And there's a long list of the kinds of things that are the common results of stress. Things like emotionally, there's increased tension, irritability. When you think about this, people, when you go out shopping and people are just not friendly. They're all irritable and uptight, and you know that. And that's just a sign of the stress that everyone's under. In addition to that, there are other kinds of things like inability to concentrate well, mild depression, decreased sex drive, feeling anxious. And then physically, there's a whole host of things, including increased heartbeat, increased blood pressure, a lack of energy, muscle weakness, increased PMS or menopausal symptoms. And I think what you alluded to is the increased incidence of colds and flus and even longer recovery times with those. And these are very real kinds of physical issues that occur directly because of the molecules that are released by our adrenal gland, particularly the glucocorticoids, as most people know as cortisol, has a very powerful effect on all different systems in our body. And so as a result of that, these kinds of symptoms that I just mentioned occur. But the particular issue with respect to immunity is one that, you know, we can think about doing something about, both in terms of lifestyle modifications as well as nutrients that we might be able to take to help with that issue of, you know, to sort of counteract the effects of cortisol on the immune system.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we get stressed out, The main way that our body deals with stress is through the adrenal system. Some people are very familiar with what their adrenal glands are and what they do. Some people are not. And one of the main ways that our adrenal glands help our bodies buffer and deal with stress is by releasing a hormone called cortisol. Cortisol is released from any kind of stressor. If it's a stressor from, let's say, an intense exercise regimen or a stressor from a physical injury like breaking a leg or some other type of injury, or mental and emotional stressors that people oftentimes associate as stressors like financial stress, stress related to relationship issues or job issues, you know, trauma, mental, emotional trauma. Even though we categorize those stressors as being very different, our body's mechanism for dealing with the stressors is the same no matter what. So our body has pretty much one mechanism for dealing with stress regardless of what the stress is, and that mechanism is cortisol. And as Anne is alluding to, cortisol has profound impacts on our immune system and how our body works. So this not only has to do with issues around supporting your immune system to prevent yourself from getting sick during this time of year, but take, for example, the many people that have a diagnosis of some type of autoimmune condition. We know that stress will exacerbate autoimmune issues, and many people will first get diagnosed with an autoimmune disease during a time of intense stress because that is what it takes to actually throw the trigger into motion to sort of start that autoimmune process down the road. So there are many, many impacts and implications that stress has on the body and the resultant impact that cortisol has on our immune system and on our system in general.
Very true, Kevin.
Go ahead.
I think one of the things is that there are, you know, if people wanted to get into it, you know, really, so people have asked me the question, well, how does this happen? And really there are many, many research articles that talk about actual interactions with the cortisol receptor with various components of the immune system. And, you know, there's one, I was talking to you the other day about this, that I remembered an article that, not an article, a talk that I was at where a person was talking about the effect of cortisol on a particular molecule that was involved in the immune system. I couldn't think of it, but I found it in the interim, and it had to do with something called P53, which is a tumor suppressor, and of course a very important component of the immune system. And what happens with the glucocorticoid when the cortisol receptor is bound to, you know, the cortisol is released and it binds to it, it actually ties up the tumor receptor P53 into a complex, and it effectively makes it, you know, inadequate. It can't do its job. So that's just one example. But more specifically, having to do with the immune system and colds, there was an article that was published just this past May, which was quite astounding, and it showed that cortisol had an effect on macrophages. Now, macrophages are one of the kinds of immune system cells that actually go around and, you know, eat things, literally eat bacteria and viruses and other kinds of foreign invaders in our body. And what this study showed, they showed that cortisol actually inhibited 15 different molecules that the macrophages make in order to do their job. And it was, you know, it was very clear that, you know, showing this at the molecular level, how, you know, everybody knows that cortisol depresses the immune system, but now there's lots of evidence that's showing the actual molecular pathways in various different cells of the immune cell.
Sure. I mean, the logical thing we know is that stress is not good for you. What science mm-hmm. is showing us is the exact mechanisms to explain and validate the observation that stress is not good for you. And what we see is that stress and the hormones associated with stress do have a crippling effect on the immune system. And that is why it is so important during times of high stress to implement strategies that you can do to help support your body. Because what we know is that you can't avoid the stress of this time of year. You can't bury your head in the sand, not visit your family, not get on a plane, not have to go Christmas shopping, not engage in anything. So at the end of the day, it is a very fun, wonderful time of year. So just little things that you can do, and these are things that I do every day during this time of year that we're going to share with you, can really help support your body through this process. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some of these specific things. We're going to be talking about how to help yourself sleep better. We're going to be talking about nutritional and dietary advice on ways to help your body buffer stress. We're going to be talking about different vitamins and nutrients to help keep your body supported. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be covering all of those wonderful topics. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. We are here every Sunday, from 10 to 11 AM, so please tune in. We always have wonderful topics related to health and wellness lined up for you. On today's show, we're talking about how to get through the holiday season, dealing with stress and trying to stay healthy. I mean, really, this show is not limited to what you can do during the holiday season. It's anytime your body's under stress. These are things that you can do to help support your body through stress. So in the last segment, Ann Allworth, my special guest on the phone, was talking about some of the specific chemical effects that stress has on your body, particularly in relation to cortisol, which is the primary stress hormone that your body releases when you're going through some type of traumatic event, whether it be emotional or physical or any kind of stress, or your body responds primarily by releasing cortisol. And what I thought was really interesting, she pointed out a couple scientific studies that had demonstrated that cortisol, for example, shut down a molecule called the P53 molecule, which is responsible for helping to suppress tumor growth.
And, you know, I think that is very interesting because we know that people who go through really traumatic events, specifically the loss of a loved one, like the loss of a spouse, are more likely to develop cancer within 2 years after that loss. So we know, we see the observational side of it, but the research and science is helping us to understand the mechanism that's happening in the body that's leading to that. So keeping yourself, dealing with your stress and modulating your stress during stressful times is really important for keeping your immune system healthy, which not only helps you to prevent from getting colds and flus, but, you know, even potentially plays a role in other more serious conditions. So in this segment, I want to talk about some, I want to hit on some really specific things that are very important to do during times when your body's under stress and ways to kind of help support your body. And one of the things that I want to start with, and I think you'll agree with me, sleep is so incredibly important to helping your body deal with stress. But sleep is one of the first things that will get disrupted or disturbed when people are under a lot of stress.
That's true, Kevin. That's just what I was going to say. It's a very difficult problem because it is a problem that's exacerbated. It's one of the many health problems that is impacted by stress. But that is one, people have sleep problems.
Right.
So it is really important to address that as part of the stress management big picture, because there are lots of things to do. And I think one of the things that I have found my own self in my own life is exercise helps with that issue in terms of, you know, that it's very important with stress relief, but it also helps if you exercise, then you have more of an ability to help with the sleep problem. So that's one of the things that I know is excellent.
Right. So absolutely across the board, I mean, exercise reigns supreme in helping your body cope and deal with stress for many different reasons. As Ann just pointed out, it will help promote better sleep-wake patterns. Now, if you're exercising at 10 at night, a really intense exercise, it may actually disrupt your sleep patterns because you can get a slight resultant rise in cortisol when you exercise. So really doing your exercise routine in the morning is typically the best, or during the day. But exercise in general will help you sleep better because it burns energy, it burns calories, and it helps your body to modulate some of the stress hormones that are being put out and put things back into balance. Now, relating to other topics of the show, stress or exercise also really helps support your immune system. Recent research just came out, I think I saw a posting that was in the news a couple months ago, showing that regular exercise significantly decreased the incidence of colds and flus in a subset of people that were doing it. So they did a study where they had certain people exercising and they had certain people not exercising, or I don't know if it was just an epidemiological study where they looked at people who exercise a lot and people who don't exercise a lot. But they found that the people who were exercising regularly had a much lower incidence of colds and flus, and ones that they did get were much less severe and didn't last as long. And then they further extrapolated and looked at the specific aspects of the immune system that were supported by exercising. So increase your sleep or help your sleep, increase your immune system and modulate your stress. So across the board, exercise is always the key factor in sustaining and maintaining health. Okay, now aside from exercise, because I could just get on a soapbox about exercise all day long. Meanwhile, I haven't done any in like 2 months, so, you know, who am I to talk? But, you know, we all try and do our best, and it's important to try and do your best with exercise because it is so important. What other things, Ann, come to your mind for sleep?
Well, there are certainly nutritional supplements that you can take, but I think meditation, yoga, being sure to not be getting yourself doing things like reviewing your bill paying before it's time to go to bed, you know, doing something that's relaxing.
So the basic sleep hygiene things are something people should always try and do. Now, again, you know, I know from personal experience, sometimes it's hard to do those. And if you're really stuck in a bad pattern of stress, it's going to be hard to really settle yourself down. And people can get in a really bad rhythm. So, I mean, I will say that, you know, a good point is that the things to definitely try and not do for sleep that a lot of people turn to, I would say really, really, really try not to turn to alcohol. Because alcohol may settle your mind down and make you feel tired, but it does not allow for good restful sleep. And so at the end of the day, you're not really doing yourself anything, you know, you're not really doing yourself that much good by resorting to alcohol to try and help you sleep.
The other thing that happens with alcohol, too, Kevin, is that you might fall asleep, but then, as you said, it's not a good restful sleep, and oftentimes people will wake up because of the sugar metabolism that have, you know, the sugar metabolism that goes on in your body, and then you're all of a sudden wake up, and you know, 4 hours after you've gone to sleep, and certainly that's not enough time.
Right. It totally disrupts sleep patterns. So, you know, I mean, chronic sleep issues, we have a whole radio show dedicated to dealing with chronic sleep issues that people should listen to in the archive shows at www.myvillagegreen.com if they have long-term sleep issues. But for people who are just dealing with them short-term, there are definitely some good supplement recommendations that you can try. Things like melatonin, I believe, are safe and for many people effective. For some people, it is not. Now, of course, the best thing for sleep is to figure out why you're not sleeping. Do you have a melatonin deficiency? Are you having elevated cortisol levels? There's so many complex factors to sleep, but I don't think there's any danger in trying something like melatonin if you're having some trouble falling asleep at night. Other things that are really helpful, 5-HTP or 5-hydroxytryptophan, I've found to be an extremely useful tool. I would say the only warning is that if you're already taking a prescription antidepressant medication, you should not take 5-HTP unless you're working with a physician or doctor who really has a lot of experience with that and can guide you with it, because that can be problematic. Other simple things for some people, just even some additional magnesium at night before they go to sleep. There are some wonderful magnesium powdered supplements, encapsulated supplements, whatever it might be. Sometimes just a little extra magnesium is all somebody's body needs to kind of calm down and transition into a more restful sleep. And then, Anne, I know you have some herbs that you like to mention, and when it comes to helping to support sleep.
Right. There is a product called Tension Release, which has in it an ashwagandha extract, which is called Sensoril, which really works well in helping with insomnia and helping people to get a good restful sleep. And that's because it also has lemon balm and skullcap in it, which are nervines, and they actually calm your nerves down, and so that collectively that formula works really, really well to promote a restful sleep.
Yeah, lemon balm is a wonderful nervine, mildly relaxing. Skullcap has some wonderful research on it, also being a fantastic nervine and mild relaxant. So instead of pouring yourself a drink before you go to bed, a better strategy would be to exercise during the day. Maybe at night, you know, try and relax a little bit. Do the things that Ann said. Don't pay your bills. Don't watch a stressful TV show. Don't watch the news. Try not to do something that's going to aggravate you. And instead of turning towards, you know, trying a pharmaceutical or self-medicating, use something more natural like one of these herbal preparations, maybe some melatonin, maybe something like the formula that Ann just mentioned before bed, and see if that helps you get some sleep. I will say that a lot of people, and usually in most cases, it's totally fine to do this, you can combine several of these things together. So there's no problem with taking a couple magnesiums, a formula like Ann mentioned with the ashwagandha skullcap and lemon balm, and maybe a melatonin before sleep. For some people, that may be way too much, and they may feel kind of groggy in the morning. But for other people, that is a perfect combination for what they need in order to help them transition to a good night's sleep. Now, the other thing that I will say about sleep that doesn't have anything to do with helping you fall asleep, I will say this has to do with helping your body modulate stress, is go to sleep early. There is no better strategy for having your body bounce back from stress than getting good sleep on the rhythm that your body most desires it. So it's not about just how long you sleep. So I always tell people, if you go to bed at 1 a.m. and sleep until 9, even though you're getting 8 hours of sleep, it is nowhere near as healthy for your body than going to bed at, say, 10 and waking up at 6. Because what we're doing by going to bed earlier and waking up earlier is we're matching the more natural hormonal rhythms that our body has. Our bodies, as humans, we're diurnal creatures, meaning we're designed to sleep when it's dark and be awake when it's light out. So following those rhythms of nature is so much more rejuvenating and regenerating to the body than just marking the amount of sleep that you get. So if you've had a rough week, you know, you've been waking up really early in the morning for work or whatever responsibilities, you've been burning the candle at both ends, not really been taking care of yourself all that well, you know you're behind on sleep, one of the best things that you can do is set aside one or two nights a week where you just go to bed early. You get in bed by 9 o'clock, you know, or 9:30 and fall asleep before 10. You will be so incredibly surprised how rejuvenating just doing that alone can be.
That's a really excellent point, Kevin, and it is very, very true.
So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some other lifestyle things that you can do specifically for helping to support your immune system. We're going to be talking about some nutritional and dietary things that I think are really important tips for getting through the season, especially when we're talking about all of the holiday foods and things that are coming around. How can you sort of avoid some of the pitfalls associated with that and keep your body healthy? So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. Today, we are talking about how to stay healthy through the holiday season in regards to dealing with stress and keeping your immune system up and running at its peak. In the last segment, we talked a little bit about how important sleep is. We gave some specific tips for how to get some good sleep. And, of course, my favorite tip of all, which is go to bed early. One of the best ways to help your body bounce back and recover from stress and lack of sleep, which commonly comes this time of year. In this segment, I want to touch on a couple other things. I want to start this. We're going to talk mainly about nutrients this segment, but I want to just give a couple quick tips first for supporting your immune system and really trying to prevent yourself from getting sick. One thing has to relate to flying. I mean, I just got back from a trip visiting family and spent a lot of time on airplanes. And one of the best tips when flying is stay hydrated. Now, people hear that all the time, but you don't realize how crucial it is. A couple weeks ago, I had on the show a special guest, Dr. Joseph Lamb, and he made a great point. When they sample airplane air, recycled air, the load of bacteria and viruses in airplane air is not that much higher than your average air out of an airplane. But people can be so susceptible to getting sick when they're on airplanes because the air is dry and you are dehydrated. When you are dehydrated, your mucous membranes become drier, and as your mucous membranes become drier, they lose some of their innate defense mechanisms necessary to ward off viruses and bacteria. So one of the biggest problems with airplane travel is not so much that you're inundated with viruses and bacteria, it's that your body is more susceptible to getting infected by them because you're dehydrated. So they make it a real pain to stay hydrated at the airport because you can't bring liquids through security and you got to buy a $5 bottle of water when you get through. I mean, they really don't make it easy. They give you those little teeny cups when you're on the airplane, you're sitting in the window seat and you got to bug everybody to get up and go to the bathroom. It is not easy, but I will tell you that it is a crucial step to take if you want to avoid getting sick while flying. Hydrating starting the day before and continuing to hydrate the day after the flight will also be helpful because it takes a little while for these bacteria and viruses to incubate and actually manifest as an illness. So that is a great tip. The other tip has to do with a Chinese medicine old adage. In Chinese medicine, people get sick. When they get sick, they get what's called a cold invasion. Literally, the Chinese philosophy is that the cold invades the body. Now, for all you acupuncturists out there, I am just paraphrasing here. So bear with me. The cold actually invades the body, and the point in which the cold typically invades the body are two points located on the upper shoulders and neck. And I don't know, remember exactly what these points are called, but it is where the cold invasion happens. So one of the best tips that I have learned by having so many friends that are Chinese medicine practitioners and acupuncturists, a great way to avoid getting sick when it's cold out is to wear a scarf. A scarf will cover your neck and it covers those shoe points and it does a wonderful job of helping to avoid the cold invasion. And you will find that if you wear a scarf in cold weather, you will stay a lot warmer with less layers over the rest of your body. So those are two great tips for staying healthy while you're traveling and while you're in cold weather. Now, Anne, my special guest, Anne Allworth, a PhD researcher and medical educator specifically for Megafood, which is a wonderful nutraceutical company that makes what I would say probably the best whole food supplements on the market, is going to be sharing with us some aspects of specific nutrients that do a great job of supporting your immune system. So, Ann, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you for a few minutes.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks very much. There are many nutrients that our immune system needs in order to work optimally, and part of that is, you know, the immune system has greater needs than some of our other systems because the cells are dividing more rapidly and they, therefore, they have greater needs. But among the, you know, the nutrients that I can think of are mixed carotenoids, very important, vitamin C, vitamin D3, vitamin E, B complex vitamins, coenzyme Q, copper, manganese, selenium, zinc, and very important, probiotics. So there are a lot of nutrients there, but, you know, that I just like to talk about why each of these are important relative to it. Generally speaking, carotenoids really are critical to enhancing the function of the thymus and also important for producing antibodies. And I know everyone has, you know, heard of antibodies, but, you know, antibodies are the mechanism that cells use to identify foreign invaders and then mark them for destruction by other immune cells. And carotenoids are very important for that process of antibody production, as well as increasing something called interferon, which is one of the molecules that are released in by immune cells that affect other immune cells in sort of a signaling pathway. And they're called cytokines, and they're called cytokines because they get cells to move or get into action. And so there are a whole host of cytokines, which are proteins that act as signaling molecules between the various cells of the immune system to coordinate a battle, so to speak, and to be able to help us to fight the cold viruses or, you know, the flu virus, whatever bacteria or virus or foreign invader that we have in our body. So very important. Vitamin C, I think everybody knows how important vitamin C is, and that's because it's such a great antioxidant, so it really scavenges free radicals directly. Vitamin C also works together with vitamin E and coenzyme Q10 as part of a sort of an antioxidant defense to specifically protect the membranes of our cells. And that's something that's important because, you know, the cell membrane needs to remain intact. And one of the things that antioxidants do is to destroy part of the cell membrane. And as soon as the cell membrane is destroyed, that disturbs the integrity of the cell and basically it dies. Vitamin C is also important for reducing inflammation, and it does this by helping to neutralize histamine. And histamine is another molecule that in our body that, you know, actually causes inflammatory responses. It's primarily responsible for that. C also helps with interferon production and helps enhance the activities of T cells, which is one of the specific cells of the immune system. I'm going to move on next to vitamin D3. And if somebody asked me the question, well, you've just listed, you know, 8 or 10 nutrients here. What is the nutrient that you would pick if you had only the option of taking one? And I would definitely pick vitamin D3 because of its very, very powerful effect as an immune system modulator. The vitamin D is kind of, as you know, a misnomer because vitamin D isn't really a vitamin. By definition, vitamins are substances that we're not able to make in our body that are crucial to life. But we know that, you know, you can make vitamin D3 in the body. And in addition to that, vitamin D3 is really a pre-hormone. And as a hormone, there are receptors in our body for the hormone, and it is what's called a nuclear receptor, and that means that it binds directly to the genes rather than on the cell surface membrane. So it has a very profound effect, and there is evidence that there are over 2,000 genes in our body that have vitamin D receptors on them, and among them, of course, are cells of the immune system. And cells that are included in the immune system that are known to have vitamin D receptors are the T cells, which are very, very important in fighting all kinds of colds and flus, as well as macrophages and other cells of the immune system. So I'm pretty sure I read that there isn't an immune system cell that they've looked at that doesn't have a vitamin D receptor. And so you can imagine that vitamin D has a very profound effect on immune system function, and it is known to improve our innate immunity and also to inhibit the development of autoimmunity. So you were talking earlier about autoimmune diseases and how those are, oftentimes will either be exacerbated by stress or will present at times of a lot of stress, and I think that this is really important to understand that vitamin D. There's also studies that show that people who have vitamin D deficiencies are more apt to get an autoimmune disease than people who don't have a vitamin D deficiency. So it's a really critical molecule to have, and it really is powerful. There are many relevant physiological events that are affected by D3, and these include that it reduces inflammation, it reduces the incidence and severity of infectious diseases. So people who have who have vitamin D deficiencies are getting more colds and flus. They are also having a more severe course. So their colds and flus are worse in terms of the symptoms they have and, you know, sort of being laid up as well as lasting longer. So that's vitamin D, and I could talk the rest of the show about vitamin D, so I'm going to move on to vitamin E. So in addition to vitamin E's work together with vitamin C, it is really important as people age, particularly, that vitamin E improves immune function. And it's known that vitamin E is important helping with cell-mediated immunity. So it helps with the secretion of those cytokines that we talked about. B vitamins, very, very important. When people have B vitamin deficiency, there's a study that showed that they have reduced phagocytosis, which is, you know, one of the processes that occurs that a macrophage does, which literally is eating up the bacteria or the virus. So people who have B deficiencies have reduced activity in that regard. In addition, the B vitamins are very important for antibody production, which we talked about, you know, how important antibodies are, and for particularly B2 and folate are necessary for proper functioning of the thymus gland, which is one of our immune glands, one of our organs involved in immune function.
Well, that's certainly a lot of different nutrients, and I think a good take-home message from all this would be, you know, a lot of them you can get from a good, solid multivitamin taken on a regular basis. So instead of trying to pick out each one and decide which one is the most important, I would say a good general strategy for keeping your immune system supported is to take a good multi on a regular basis, particularly if you know you're not eating the best nutritional diet. So taking a good multi is a great way to get that vitamin E. It's a great way to get some vitamin C. A good multi should contain a good complex of B vitamins. It should also contain some vitamin D, although, you know, taking a little bit more vitamin D might be necessary depending on the multivitamin. And that way you know that your body's getting all of the basic things that it needs. What a good multivitamin will also include is a good mineral complex. And although we haven't gone into these in detail, you did allude to them. Zinc and selenium are also extremely important nutrients for the functioning of your immune system. So, you know, don't underestimate how important a good multi can be. And I have many, many people tell me that once they started to take a good, high-quality multivitamin on a regular basis, they notice that they don't get as sick as often, or that if they do, it is much milder. So multivitamins can be very helpful in just giving you that baseline support for the basic needs that your immune system needs in order to function optimally, especially while your body's under stress. Because when your body's under stress, you're going to burn through more B vitamins and more minerals and more of all nutrients because your body has to do more work to deal with the stressors at hand. And then on top of that, you can pick and choose other specific nutrients if you want other additional support for your immune system. And I think that's a great way to approach it. Maybe taking a good multivitamin every day. And then if you know that you're going to be under more stress, if you're going to be traveling, if you're going to be around sick people at your office or family members, you can add additional immune support supplements as needed. Something like some extra, we haven't talked about these yet, but while we talked about vitamin C, you can add extra vitamin C. Another great strategy is something like beta-glucan or mushroom extracts. So we'll talk a little bit more about those when we get back from the break. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment, but we're going to be back talking about more specific nutrients for immune and stress support. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of 2010, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget, you can download and listen to all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com, or you just go right to iTunes and type in the search bar of iTunes, Essentials of Healthy Living, and they will all come up right in iTunes for easy downloading to your iPod or other MP3 player. Today we've been talking about ways to deal with holiday stress and keeping your immune system up. I mean, we have just touched on some of the issues, so many important topics potentially to cover. Last time, my special guest, Ann Allworth, describes or outlined some really helpful nutrients that are good for keeping your immune system up and running well. And we talked about one of the best ways to just approach this is with a good multivitamin. Now, Ann is a representative for Megafood, which is a proud sponsor of the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm a huge fan of Megafood. The Megafood multivitamin is actually the multivitamin that I take personally. I love whole food-based supplements. I love them specifically as a multivitamin, very highly absorbable. Your body sees the nutrients in a food-based state, which is how our bodies were designed to see nutrients, so absorption is typically very easy and very effective. They're easy on the digestive system and just all organic ingredients, super high quality, just all in all a great, great multivitamin, to support your body in general. Now, in this segment, Ann, you wanted to talk about a couple or at least one other immune support kind of strategy, and then there are a couple other things that I want to get to if we have time. So why don't you talk about probiotics?
Okay, Kevin. Probiotics really are so critically important for immune health for a couple of reasons. One is they actually compete with pathogens for both space and nutrients, and they produce their own, they have their own in and of themselves kind of thing. So that's the first reason. So the competition thing is one. They actually produce natural, what are called microbicides. So they produce molecules that kill viruses and bacteria. And the other thing that is really critical is that a good probiotic is going to maintain the health of your GI tract, and that's so important to your immune system. Some people are like, well, what do you mean? Well, the immune system has what are called patches, Peyer's patches, which are distributed all throughout the lining of your immune cells and represent literally about 70% of where your immune system cells live. So if your GI tract is healthy, that's going to, you know, be very important to the health of your immune system and the functioning, the proper functioning of your immune system. And if it's, if the converse is true, if you don't have a good colonization of your GI tract with the good bacteria, then your immune system is going to be compromised. That 70% of the immune system that lives there is going to be a problem. So, you know, that probiotics are really critical. I think a good multivitamin and a good probiotic, and, you know, as you said, maybe bumping up D and C, and that is great. And MegaFood has, you know, fantastic probiotic called Megaflora, and we have one for kids, which is called Kids and Us Megaflora, as well as a sort of a super-duper Megaflora, which has 50 billion cells instead of 20 billion. So those are some great options in terms of the probiotic availability in terms of MegaFood products. And you mentioned beta-glucans. There is our formula, which is specifically an immune support product, which is called Immune Strength, which has, you know, it has beta-glucans in there as well as something called the MD fraction, which is the maitake gold 404, which is a patented substance that is known to increase, actually is certified to increase the activity of immune cells.
Yeah, mushroom extracts are an absolutely great way to support your immune system, and one of my favorite uses for helping to support the body. And just, you know, a quick note about, you know, probiotics. I do love them because, you know, they're so gentle. They're safe for everyone. There's no known drug interactions or contraindications to probiotics. They are so user-friendly for people that they're such a great basic way to support your immune system. And as you mentioned, it's often surprising for people to realize that 70% of their immune system is located in their gastrointestinal system. So, you know, looking at probiotics as a bacteria that stimulates the immune system without causing an infection is sort of how I like to explain it to people. So it's priming your immune system to be ready for other bacteria, but it actually doesn't cause an infection itself. So it's such a great way to increase and promote your immune system. So, Anne, we're unfortunately running out of time. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for having me. I appreciate it, and it's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you for sharing everything. We just have about a minute or so left, and what I wanted to also just give a couple quick tips as far as you know, one other type of major stress producer and immune crippling habit that people engage in this time of year is what goes on with their food and their diet. We know that sugar is extremely crippling to the immune system, to your immune cells. When you eat sugar, your immune cells literally slow down in activity. So it becomes much harder for your body to maintain its natural defenses when it is bombarded with high sugar foods. So all of the baked goods and the cookies and the cakes and all the holiday food is so tempting, but it is so rough on the immune system. Just modulating and curtailing some of the indulgences in the sugar and sweets is so important in keeping your immune system up and running. And the same thing goes for alcohol. A lot of holiday parties and social get-togethers and drinking and over-indulging in alcohol as a sugar will also cripple the immune system. So just those two things alone can be great tips in helping to figure out how to keep your immune system up and running and healthy. Well, I mean, I could keep talking. Hopefully one day the show will be 2 hours long because I have a ton more tips for you guys. But we are out of time. So thank you all for tuning in to the Essentials of Healthy Living. I wish everybody a wonderful and safe holiday season and a happy new year if I don't talk to you before then. Again, this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. And I will talk to you all in a few weeks. Bye-bye.
The joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.